My lord, you wore no royal crown.
For once, we were early at London's King's Cross station for a family trip up north. And I rashly wandered into W.H. Smith with nothing special in mind, but my eye fell on a title among the non-fiction, On Being a Christian, by the maverick Roman Catholic Hans Küng. Reading on the train that day, I soon reached Küng's list of four types of human leader. One, the king, president figure, power at the top. Two, the rebel or revolutionary, power from below. Three was the hermit or guru, drawing followers into the desert by his or her wisdom. And then four, the crafty politician, pulling strings to get his own way. No one is exclusively one or the other, but these are the main types, and there are no more, says Küng. Now, he says, look at Jesus, the one leader who ticks no box and fits no stereotype. He is beyond all categories, totally unique. So when I got home, I framed a hymn on these lines. The four things that our Lord Jesus was not, and the one central thing he is. Of all my hymns, this was my late wife Marjorie's favourite.
My Lord, you wore no royal crown. You did not wield the powers of state. Nor did you need a scholar's gown or priestly robe to make you great.
You never used a killer's sword to end an unjust tyranny. Your only weapon was your word, for truth alone could set us free. You did not live a world away in hermit's cell or desert cave, but felt our pain and shared each day with those you came to seek and save.
You made no mean or cunning move, chose no unworthy compromise, but carved a track of burning love through tangles of deceit and lies. You came unequalled, undeserved, to be what we were meant to be, to serve instead of being served, to pay for our perversity.
So when I stumble, set me right. Command my life as you require. Let all your gifts be my delight, and you, my Lord, my one desire.